This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hi guys, Demi and Miel here. We just wanted to put a quick bumper before this episode so you know what you're about to hear, because it's not a regular episode of the podcast. We wanted to take a week off at the end of the year while everyone's still away enjoying the company of their loved ones and or weird neighbors, because honestly, the podcast takes a lot out of us. Isn't that right, Miel?
I'm Miel. I'm from an island.
You sure are. So instead of a normal episode this week, we're actually releasing one of the bonus episodes from our Patreon to the main feed. Apologies to anyone who subscribes to our Patreon and already heard this and doesn't get an episode this week, but this is going to serve a dual purpose for us. One, it's an episode of the Punch of the Jam content for you to listen to and put into your ears, and two, it shows you one of the many things that you'd get as a subscriber to our Patreon. What's that website again, Miel?
I'm Miel. I'm from an island.
Okay, that's not very helpful. Patreon.com/punchupthejam. It's only $7 a month, and you get streams and downloads of all of our punch-ups with lyrics. You get to vote on one of the punch-ups every month. You get to be the first people that are notified and consulted on any big podcast changes or questions. You get a monthly behind-the-scenes video of us collaborating on one of the punch-ups. And you get weekly episodes of our bonus podcast in which we talk about pretty much anything you want us to. What do you think about that, Miel?
It's me, Miel. I'm from an island.
I'm not sure why I keep going to you. Anyway, we hope you're enjoying the holidays. We'll be back with a brand new sort of year-in-review episode on January 3rd, complete with a very special punch-up, so stay tuned for that. In the meantime, please enjoy this episode and have a very happy new year.
I'm from an island.
Oh my god, Miel, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, baby, now we're taping. Oh!
Now this episode starts with you going, yeah, baby, now we're taping.
I don't know what I thought we were going to talk at the top.
That might as well be how we start every episode of every podcast.
Now we're taping.
Now we're taping. You sounded so weird, like creepy. Like, oh, yeah, now we're taping.
Welcome to the bonus podcast.
Welcome to Cannot Be Punchtables.
That's a good one.
Is it?
It's Cliff Punchtables.
Oh, the Cliff Punchtables.
We're working on it.
Yeah, we're working on it. You tell us what it's called.
Huh? And tell us what you want these to be about.
What
like
do
this
you want from
was.
Us? Yeah, this one is actually... I can't pull up the name. My thing died. But someone talked about... I mean, a few of you talked about wanting to hear what TV show theme songs we thought were unpunchable.
Where to begin?
Oh my god. We even had to, like... We were talking earlier, like, we were both, like... there. We could each take 20 and probably still...
Easily. Off the top of my head.
I don't know about the top of my head, because I started, like, Googling theme songs, and I was like, no, wait, that's a better one, and I forgot. And I was just, like, getting upset at how I kept forgetting the
And we only get to
ones.
Choose five?
We cut it down to five, because there's so many we could do. But we might do, like, a part two later or something. If you hate it, maybe we'll just delete this one.
Yeah, we'll just delete this from memory.
Tell us what you want.
Also, can you remind me which one of our fans... you don't know either. Somebody emailed us and said... Lunch Up the Ham.
Lunch Up the Ham?
And that made me laugh.
Well, we're going to say that on the actual show.
Oh.
I don't know why I said that.
And you get a little preview.
Yeah, Lunch Up the Ham. That's good.
Because we haven't talked about that yet as of recording, and I just wanted you to know I thought it was funny.
I really like Lunch Up the Ham.
And if you said it, good job.
Also, does that just mean eat ham for lunch?
I don't know. I'm also vegan, so not even true for me.
Lunch Up the Spam.
I've never
that's
had ham
also
in my life. I've never eaten pig at all.
You should eat pig.
Isn't that crazy town?
That is, well, that's normal.
Okay.
Or that's good town.
I'm in heaven cool. town, because pigs are smarter than dogs.
That's the good place. All right, so.
What's your first theme song?
My first theme song, it's a theme song I just love so much, and I every so often think about, but I just forget to think about it in the context of, it's a theme song.
Are we allowed
great.
To play the whole thing?
I don't know, but now there's an Creamy ad man, playing.
Spicy jalapeno, it's Ruffles.
I love this
ridges.
Song, dog.
Now that's a perfect mix.
Ruffles. Come on, play it for me, baby.
From Television City in Hollywood.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
What is this?
This is the All in the Family theme song.
What is this recording you picked of it?
It's the theme song as played in TV because there's no better recording. This is the part I love.
And you do when you
I was like, it has to be the TV version because you hear the people laugh when she goes,
Amen! You also get that awesome hum.
Yes, this is truly, I think, one of my favorite TV intros, like, period. It's just such a weird, sweet thing. Although, the lyrics, I'm just like, you don't have to, because it's, and you knew who you were then, guys were guys, girls were girls, and men were men, Mr. We Could Use Them. It's like, alright, you don't have to.
What is All in the Family?
It is a show about a racist who has to learn to be less racist, essentially.
From when?
Like the 70s. It was Rob Reiner's, like, I don't want to say big break, but like before he was directing, that's him.
Wow, I'm just realizing I think we might have chosen very different things.
No, when you were like, we're going to have some similar songs, I was like, we absolutely won't. All of mine are shows that, like, I don't think I have anything from past 2004, maybe.
Whoa, wait, did you watch that show?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was like, I don't know if it was on Nick at Night reruns or something, but, like, I have such fond memories of hearing that song and doing the, like, voice of Edith Bunker.
That's the lady singing?
Yeah. Songs that made the hit parade!
Yeah, that's a good impression.
Guys like us, we have it made. He's just Kermit. Those were the days!
That sounds like a pro, like a, what's it, a nationalist kind of song.
It does
sound. I don't really like that.
The thing is, like, without any context, it is so fucked up. But, like, a lot of people also still look to Archie Bunker as, like, yeah, that was the dude. It was back before everyone was a pussy. And it's like, they don't realize the point of this show was that he's an old man who's, like,
racist.
Yeah, and, like, there's episode, like, one of the famous episodes is a black, like, family moves into the neighborhood, and he has to, like, learn to not be racist, essentially.
Oh, my God.
It was, like, I mean, it's from Norman Lear, who is now doing fucking, like, what is that? One Day at a Time.
I don't know, like, what he that was, is either.
It's, I mean, it's a very, like, typical single-cam sitcom, but it's about a Latino family.
Oh.
Yeah. And it's, like, just a very sweet, beloved Netflix show, and it's, I don't know. I really like All in the Family, despite some things that I'm sure I would brush up against it if I watched right now, but, like, I have fond memories of that theme song.
Huh.
The rest of mine will be more typical, like, fun picks that you might know.
Yeah, I thought you were gonna pick songs that slap.
Okay, I mean, the other ones slap, and so does that. How dare you?
That did not slap.
Oh, you don't dance to Boy the Way Glenn Miller Played.
That
song
feels like
they made the hip parade.
That sounds like 100% nostalgia pick.
Yeah, I think it's just a good song, too.
Hey, listen, I don't mean to criticize. I'm just surprised.
The other ones are not nostalgia picks.
That's exciting news for my ears.
Yeah.
Okay, you ready for my first pick?
Hell yeah.
I thought you would pick this one first.
Hell yeah.
Life is like a hurricane here in Duckburg. Race cars, lasers, aeroplanes. It's a duck blur. Might solve a mystery.
Ba-da-da!
Or rewrite history. DuckTales. Ooh. Every day they're out there making DuckTales. Ooh. Stranger out to find you.
Macho
what to do, just grab onto some DuckTales.
Have
every day they're out there making DuckTales. Tales of daring, do bad and good luck tales. Not phony tales or cotton tales. DuckTales.
This is the best song ever.
It's so good.
You
make my dreams come true.
They're the same song.
Here's what I'll say. Did you ever have the thing? Was this a big thing for you? People listening to the alternate, like the international versions of this song?
The extended cut?
No, literally like the Finnish version of this DuckTales theme.
No, they didn't have that on the island.
It was a big thing in my school to the point that I know the lyrics to the Finnish version more
what?
Than I know the.
Sing them.
Morphine makes the hooli known, Uncalina.
Oh my gosh.
I know down that sappy noun, Uncalina. I'm going to stroke it.
No.
Your arms are broken, Uncal. Ooh.
No, I'm going to stroke it. Your arms are broken.
I swear.
Morphine makes the hooli known, Uncalina.
Oh my God.
I knock down that sappy now, Uncalina.
Here it is.
Your arms are broken, Uncal. Ooh. Who told you and Ina Saha, Uncal. Ooh. Your school's too bad, your school's baha, Uncal. Ooh. You talk on Nazi.
Oh my God.
And count on Lassie. And in the dance and bang, I can't go uncut.
Ooh. I heard taco Nazi.
So that's the thing. The reason this was so big is because
he
someone
said
taco made like.
Nazi.
Someone made like a YTMND of what the Finnish version
What's
sounds
YTMND?
Like.
YTMND.
Oh, you didn't have YTMND. You're the man now, dog?
Uh-uh.
You had, oh my God.
What is that?
What a generation gap. It was a website where it's like people would have gifts that sync up to music. And it was just like the entire page would be like, you go to like something like ducktales.ytmnd, and it's just like literally one GIF tessellating over the entire page and a certain song that they play. You only just select a GIF and or a GIF and a
when you say GIF, you mean GIF?
I will not get into this right now. We'll have a bonus episode where we just argue about this. But a GIF, fine. And then like a song, and someone made one where it was just this song, the Finnish version, with their own subtitles, which is why I know what
it,
like, the
you
phonetic...
memorized it phonetically.
Yes.
Oh, that makes more sense than you learned Finnish.
No, yeah.
Any Finnish listeners out there, please let us know how accurate Aunt Demi's impression was.
Pretty good. It's pretty good. Yeah.
If you ever went to Finland, you could just walk around saying this to people.
Yeah.
Taco Nazi?
I'm going to stroke it. Your arms are broken.
What do you think that
Uncut.
Means?
Uncut. Oh, hoot all you and anus. Aha.
Stop.
Uncut. Your school's stupid. Your school's Baja. Yeah, there was that line that, if I'm not a veil, you taco Nazi, just look at I and count on Lassie. Knit and dance and bake a cake. Stop. Oh.
What the fuck does English sound like to people now, I'm wondering?
Nonsense. Have you heard that one song that someone made, or it's like this singer made a song that is like what English sounds like to in other countries?
Uh-uh.
Oh, it's so great. I wish I...
No, don't even bother pulling up. We don't have time, dog. We got to get through 5 theme songs.
Yeah, and I got to list all the other DuckTales. So.
I'm going to sing in Portuguese.
Okay.
It's your turn.
It is my turn. And I'm going to pick one that I don't know if you know the lyrics to, but you know the song.
Okay.
And it is a slapper.
Okay.
She was working in a bridal shop in Flushing, Queens, when her boyfriend kicked her out in one of those clutching scenes. What was she to do? Where was she to go? She was out on her fanny. The nanny theme?
I don't know this.
She was there to sell makeup, and the father saw more. She had style, she had flair. She was there until she became the nanny. Who would have guessed that the girl we described was just exactly what the doctor prescribed? I won't play the whole thing, but fuck.
That's a crazy ass song. That's
it's
so
great.
Many words.
Yeah, it's another one of those songs where they're just like, the song is the plot.
But is it a good song?
Yes, I think the music's fantastic, and the singing performance is great.
The nanny. You think that's great?
I think the way that she sings it is good, but I was...
Who's like, man, TV themes that I love? The nanny, dog.
The same people who are like the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. It's
no,
the same shit.
No. The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air song is a standalone song that is good with or without the show.
I agree.
If you heard this on the radio, you would be like, what the fuck is this?
No, I would be like, that's awesome. I think the music is great. I really like it.
Play it again.
It's jazz.
This isn't jazz, and that's offensive to jazz.
This is absolutely jazz.
It's like Brian Setzer Orchestra.
They play jazz.
They play swing.
The Flushing Girl from Flushing. The nanny named Fran.
This is like big band. That's not fucking jazz.
Big band is a type of jazz.
It's Jiff. It's Jiff.
It's jazz.
Well, that song I have never heard before.
Oh, now I'm worried about the rest of my... No, you'll know. No, you'll know the other picks.
Maybe you won't know mine either. I just tried to choose songs that, like, musically, I'm like, as a song, I like this. Not like I liked this show.
No, I liked this song. There's a reason I know all of the words, and it's not just from watching it all. I don't know.
I think this is, like, where I find out you're colorblind, but, like, for TV themes.
No, I don't know. I think there's a... I thought we were picking themes where it's, like, we loved the theme so much.
Yeah.
Because we think it's a good song.
Yeah.
And that's not necessarily, like, it's a standalone good song. I'm just, like, as a TV theme, this is, like, one of the best TV themes.
Oh.
I guess I
only like super, super hooky shit.
Okay.
Maybe that's my problem, though. And maybe my next pick will kind of prove that wrong, because I think this song's fucking badass. You ready?
Yeah.
This to me is like the perfect TV theme without lyrics.
Okay.
I think so.
Yeah!
This part.
Boom. So good. And also just like so good that it transcends like the show and people just use it as a thing where it's like something shitty happens and you hear the.
And then it's all happy at the end. Doesn't this sound like the Always Sunny song?
Yes. And it's crazy because it's called Frolic, but it doesn't feel like a frolic.
No,
it feels
unless
like
you're stomping through a field.
It sounds like a fat man at a carnival.
Yeah. Boom, boom, Luciano, boom, boom. What's his name? Luciano Michelini. I don't speak Italian, I'm sorry.
And yet you keep doing a very offensive voice.
Is it offensive?
I don't know.
You want to know my grandfather's name? Step-grandfather, but you know, basically my grandfather.
Luigi?
Pantecorvo.
Pantecorvo?
Yeah, he was from Italy.
Curvy Pants?
Curvy Pants.
Curvy Pants?
It was.
Curvy Pants, get over here.
He came through Ellis Island and he lived in a tenement. Isn't that crazy?
That is insane.
I'm not related to him by blood, though, so I'm not Italian. But I do feel like raised with an Italian grandfather, I can be offensive. I'm allowed.
Sure.
I think I get an Italian card.
And I have a friend that was raised with an Italian grandfather.
Some of my best friends are Italian.
Italian.
I also, personally, guys, listen, I love spaghetti. I can't be offensive.
Look, I ate a pizza today. What do you want from me?
Breadsticks? Give me more of them.
Mm-hmm. You have to know this theme song.
All right, try me, bro.
Like, it's another classic one, but you have, like, if you don't know this one, I'm gonna scream.
I think we just watched different TV growing up. I know this song.
Yeah.
Is this from a show?
The Jeffersons.
Never saw it.
The deluxe apartment in the sky. We're moving on up to the east side. We finally got a piece of the pie. Here we go. A fish don't fry in the kitchen. A beans don't burn on the grill. I took a whole lot of something here just to get up that hill. Now we're up in the big leagues, getting our turn at bat. As long as we live, it's you and me, baby. There ain't nothing wrong with that. We're moving on up.
This song is good.
It's so good.
I didn't know that was from a show.
Oh, it's the Jeffersons theme. Damn.
But wait, isn't it a song that they used, or did they write that for the Jeffersons?
I'm pretty sure they wrote it for the Jeffersons.
Wow, that song's good.
Yeah, it's a great song.
I
want to
have never seen
that.
The Jeffersons.
I mean,
I don't even know what it's about.
It's literally what the song says. It's about a family that was like a black family that got rich.
Huh. Yeah. That was enough to have a sitcom in the 70s?
Yes.
Or was that the 80s?
It was the 70s.
Yeah,
and that was Sherman Hemsley's second sitcom. The first was just, he's a preacher.
I don't know who any of these people are you're saying.
It's Mr. Jefferson. Fact check. The sitcom I'm referring to here is called Amen. It was on NBC. He played a deacon, not a preacher. And it came on after the Jeffersons, not before. My bad.
Listen, here's the thing. Grew up without TV until I was about 7. And then I was allowed to watch TV, but only a certain number of hours per week, and I had to clock in on a chess timer.
Damn.
I'm not joking.
And this was... Also, you live on an island, so this just sounds like Lost.
Yeah, and when I did watch TV, it was bunny ears connecting to Canadian, like, public channels.
And you could only watch TV for 108 minutes?
Something like that, yeah. So there was not a lot of, like, sitcoms from the 70s reruns happening in my house.
I grew up on Nick at Night and, like, just old rerun shit. So many theme songs were just my way of going, like, wow, that's a cool song. I guess I'll watch this show. And then I'm just like, oh I've seen
funny.
All of the Golden Girls now.
Oh, that's funny. I've literally never seen an episode of Golden Girls.
It's great.
I've heard that.
But let me just say, thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road and back again.
I shouldn't admit this, but I've never seen an episode of Friends, and I've never seen an episode of Seinfeld. Thank you very much.
That was
much.
A clap for never having seen Friends.
Thank
I
you so
love
much.
It, but I also agree with people who say it's overrated. I think Seinfeld is fairly rated.
I just don't care for sitcoms very
I
much.
Get, I mean, I disagree and it breaks my heart, but
I'm
I also
sorry.
Get that.
I even try to watch like modern sitcoms and like...
Sitcoms are like good sitcoms are the only TV I can really watch now. That
so
I will
do you mean like The Office
for.
And Parks and Rec type situations?
Well, I was watching those live, but yes. Like, I mean, a big thing for me was... Like the NBC Thursday lineup when it was like
yeah,
30
Rock,
The Office, Community,
yeah.
Parks. That was yeah. so big for me in high school and college that I'm like, sitcoms are a thing.
Yeah, but those are all multicams.
Yeah, but even like, I think I grew up on single cam and then at a certain point was like, I hate the laugh track, but I still think there's a comfort and joy in the single cam sitcom.
I've never had that. Yeah. I don't have any nostalgia for it. So just as like an objective viewer, I'm like, this sucks.
Sure.
And I hate it.
I think that... Friends is probably the best single cam sitcom. Well, no, I guess Seinfeld was a single cam sitcom. Never mind. I rescind my statement.
Thank you for clarifying. Are you ready for my next pick?
Hell yes, I am.
Okay, let's take it in a totally different direction. I'm going to do my least slapping one.
Mm-hmm.
One that's all big mood and no slaps.
Oh, hell yeah. What is this?
Dog.
Oh,
Twin Peaks. Hello.
This is Big Mood.
Big Mood. You ever listen to this soundtrack? It really puts you in the
I have only seen the pilot of Twin Peaks.
That's a good episode, though.
Yeah.
I have not watched Fire Walk With Me at all.
Have you seen the new season?
No, isn't that called Fire Walk With Me?
No, that's the movie.
I thought that was the name of the new season.
The new is The Return.
That, like, fake horn? It's like, it sounds like shit. That's my favorite thing about it.
It sounds like something that comes out of Twin Peaks.
Who made this? Angelo Badalamenti?
Oh, I always just assumed it was David Lynch himself.
This could be a recreation.
Music.
This definitely could be. I just love any show that the second the theme song plays, like, it sets the mood for the whole show.
Yeah.
And even though the song isn't, like, necessarily very expositional, there's just something about it. You're like, oh, time to bring it way down for some weird abstract television.
Right.
Can't wait.
Yeah. Have you seen all of Twin Peaks before the new stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I went through a phase in my old Silver Lake apartment where, like, I would just stay up till, I don't know, 6 in the morning. I'd go out with friends, you namely, until, like, 2 or so, and then come back and watch, like, 2 or 3 episodes of Twin Peaks before going to bed. And I watched the entire series that way.
I cannot believe I didn't know that.
Yeah, on my laptop on the floor of my apartment, I just lay there watching Twin Peaks.
Damn.
I watched how many hours of television? It was insane.
People say that Twin Peaks is incredible, but there are so many things with old TV where I'm just like, I don't know if I even want to spend the time to watch shows that are like, yeah, it's done now.
Here's what I'll say. I am not, like, qualified to speak on this. I've seen it once all the way through. But I feel like Twin Peaks is something that up top you think you're getting, like, oh, cool, plot-driven show with, like, eccentric characters. And then I think, like, after season 2 or 3, you're like, actually, this is kind of more just, like, eccentric characters and plot may or may not be relevant.
Sure.
Like, it's kind of like when you watch those, what's his name? Yugaro, the fucking guy that made The Lobster and...
Oh, Yorgos Lanthimos?
Thank you.
Yeah.
The favorite,
Go see The Favorite, everyone.
Everything he's made, I haven't seen Dogtooth, actually, but those, Killing of a Sacred Deer and Lobster, both the acting direction is, like, so robotic and dry and weird, and for the first, like, third of the movie you're like, what? I don't understand. Is this bad acting? Why is this happening? And then after that point you're like, oh, I get it. It just, like, took a second.
Yeah,
it's like when you read Shakespeare or something and your brain just, like, doesn't quite get it for a minute.
Yeah,
I feel like that's the way David Lynch is. You're kind of like, I don't really like this, I don't get it, and then you get past that point and you're like, oh, it's good now, like kombucha.
I also just, like, have never watched a David Lynch movie because it just feels like a weirdness.
You've never seen any David Lynch then?
No. It surely just feels like a weirdness that I will not like.
You might not. It's like, it's weird.
Yeah.
It's weird.
And some of it is just like, yeah, also this one's freaky. And I'm like, well, I don't want to just see something that's weird and freaky just for the purpose of, like, having a whole understanding of, like, film history. Like, I'm just like, I'm not interested in it.
Yeah, I think you're allowed to skip.
You know what's fun?
Huh.
He makes good music.
Does he?
An album called Crazy
With Saint
Clown
Vincent,
Time.
He has one too, right?
That's David Byrne.
Fuck, I always get
How
their names mixed up.
Dare I also do. They're also just old white guys with similar haircuts.
Okay, well, maybe it's not that bad. I'm racist towards whites. Sorry.
Yeah, that's fucked up. Italians and whites. You can't.
Aren't they the same?
Meow!
Italians are whites, aren't they?
Meow, what are you doing? We have to.
I told you! Pontecorvo!
Neil, I'm gonna have to edit all of this out. You can't say that about white people.
I also should probably bleep my grandfather's last name because, like, he talks me so easily.
You said it so. It's fine.
I'll just bleep it. Sorry for the bleeps, y'all.
Hey, y'all are cool.
You know what? While I'm at it with the bleeping, let's just say my social security number 534.
On the count of. I was gonna say on the count of 3, we both say ours, and then you can't hear either.
Okay, ready?
6 2 9. Neil, stop.
I was gonna do it.
I was too. That's why I was like, I don't think we should actually do this.
You're playing chicken with social security numbers. You're gonna lose, my friend.
Chickens don't have social security numbers.
Yeah, mine does.
It's one.
It's your turn.
Okay, this song, you absolutely know it. You absolutely know the show it's from. I don't know if you ever watched the show.
Okay.
I did. I was a huge fan.
I'm excited. I never watched it, but hell yeah, I know the song.
This is a special one because I think as a song, without the show, I don't give a fuck about it.
Really?
Yes.
You liked The O.C.? Run,
I loved The O.C. Sun, I was the right age for it. I was 12.
Is that the age for The O.C.?
California, here we come. Right back where we started from.
Started, baby.
A horse has grabbed your gun. The shadow weighs a ton. Driving down the 101. California, here we come. Jason Schwartzman on the drums.
Coconut
Records! California! Here we come!
Jason Schwartzman and his brother.
Is this his brother?
I think so, but I might be wrong.
Damn.
It's a planet, right?
Yes. I loved the OC so much for the first, like, two seasons. And it's one of those things that as I was watching, I was like, this is so dumb. And then I'd, like, go to school and people would be talking about it. I'd be like, yeah, it's so dumb. But it was crazy how Marissa did this. And Oliver brought a gun. That was insane, but so dumb. And, like, I just lied to myself for so long pretending I didn't love it.
I've never seen any of it other than the Dear Sister sketch.
The thing is, I was all in on the Dear Sister thing when it happened. And, like, when the Dear Sister sketch happened, I was just like, you're right, it is a very silly thing. And I think that's when I like went on the downward slope of like, this is a show I'm not going to watch anymore.
Oh, that's too bad.
No, but I still have like very fond memories of it. And I still love the, there's so many like quotables and so many fun characters in it. Like Seth Cohen is just a fucking, like it was Adam Brody's swan, like he's great.
He played someone named Seth Cohen?
Yes.
Oh.
What's his name? Ryan McKenzie?
Benjamin McKenzie yeah.
Was the main character.
Southland,
exactly. I went on to watch Barton. Southland just because I was like, whoa, he's going to take a serious turn.
Yeah, dude, it's all over LA.
Rachel Bilson. Peter Gallagher.
Ugh, eyebrows Tate for Donovan, days.
The hot woman that plays Peter Gallagher's wife, I think.
Hot lady.
Melinda, Julie, I don't know.
Some lady
name. I had
name.
Such a crush on her.
Don't know her.
But I loved that. I think about the pilot episode all the time because there's so many good quotes. Like this one part where he's like, you know what I love about rich guys like you? What? Then he punches him and he says nothing.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
It's great.
You know what I like about rich kids? Nothing.
That was awesome!
My only relationship with that show is hating it because they kept putting indie bands that I liked on their soundtrack and I didn't want them to blow up.
Oh, that was another
thing.
So
I was like, hey, stop featuring Death Cab for Cutie, you fucking assholes.
Yep, they had episodes where it'd be like the band is just playing in the, yeah.
Yeah, that made me furious as like an angsty indie teen.
Welcome to the OC, bitch.
Shut the fuck up. I also always got it confused with Laguna Beach and I was like, which one's scripted and which
one's not?
I did
too. They had very similar intros.
Right? And then The Hills, of course, was the one I watched and the theme song to that was Natasha Bedingfield's Unwritten.
Oh,
which I
yes.
did not choose as a theme, but I could have.
I almost did because I was just like, oh, I guess
it
is.
Rain on your skin.
But I couldn't figure out what it was for.
The Hills, dog.
I think The Hills is fine. I never really watched it, but it seems like one of those things that is just so legendary and has given us so many great personalities.
Do you remember the fucking finale?
Yes. Insane.
They like show, they drive away from a backdrop and it falls down and you're like, oh my God, this whole thing was scripted.
Yeah.
This whole time it's been scripted. This was
I don't
all
know.
Fake.
Was it scripted or was it just like, oh.
They were trying to say like basically this whole thing was all like entertainment and not right. reality television at all.
Although there's a part of me that's like, they did that to be like, haha, but it's like, it was kind.
I'm sure a lot of it was scripted. Yeah. I mean, everyone's wearing labs. Like, how can you have a real interaction? It's like, okay, don't have a fight yet. Come in here. We're going to get you in hair and makeup. Like, yeah. What?
That's true.
Are you ready for my next theme?
I'm ready for your next theme.
You might not know this one because this character had several pieces of content and several theme songs. And this is the lesser known of the two. But this one was, if I was clocking on my chest timer, boy, it was for this. Or watching the VHS because you know I had them all. Don't read it.
I can't even see what it is.
Don't. It's loading. Don't look at it. It's loading.
I'm looking at it and I couldn't tell you what it is.
It wasn't on Spotify. I had to load the YouTube.
That's fine. I've been playing off the YouTubes.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, no, but yes.
Oh, fuck. My volume's down. I have to start it all over. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
All right.
No! Wait, stop! Wait, Miel, no!
I'm playing this whole thing. It's 58 seconds. You ready?
Yes.
Gotta get up. Gotta get going. I'm gonna see a friend of mine.
What is this?
He's round and he's cuddly.
Just the wind
in the just pooping and he's a pooping.
I like this theme
it's
a lot.
It's me and it's you!
I've never heard this song, but I do like it a lot.
Is that the best song you've ever heard?
It's very... That so that slapped so much that I'm like, really, just a kids cartoon you
for the
on?
New Adventures of Winnie the Pooh.
Oh.
That was my favorite show. I love that show.
I'm just like, did I not ever know that theme? Because I feel like I definitely watched the cartoon of Pooh, but I'm like, do they just have a different cartoon of Pooh that I saw? But
the Pooh I have trouble separating which was which, because there were also, like, I feel like maybe movies or something.
There are so many movies. Famously to me, they had a movie, the Heffalump movie, that is only 68 minutes long and is a feature film.
Dog, Heffalumps and Woozles were like my nightmare as a child.
Ooh.
Like that, I was so into Winnie the Pooh that I was scared of what Winnie the Pooh was scared of.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And I would often fantasize about that one. I think Tigger ends up like getting a bunch of wishes. I don't remember why. And he keeps like wishing for shit in this like dark area. And he like wishes, I wish I could remember more. And he like wishes for a bunch of food.
Yeah.
And I always really wanted to eat the food.
Oh my God.
That's all I thought about.
That was me with Hook when they have the feast.
Oh, the fake food fight, the fake imaginary food.
Beautiful.
Oh my God. But my favorite character was always Eeyore, because I was like, he's sad, and so am I. I loved Eeyore, dog.
You know what? I'm not trying to like derail from that, but I was like, I couldn't decide on my final one, and I think I now know what I want based on that. But I mean, I don't know.
Wait,
that
this is your final one right now, isn't it?
Yes. I mean, I'm gonna let you talk more about Pooh.
Oh, no,
if you have more to say.
What else is there to say? Pooh speaks for itself.
Wasn't there a theme that was like Winnie the
That's
Pooh?
The real one.
Oh, okay.
Deep in the 100 acre woods where Christopher Robin plays, you'll find the enchanted neighborhood of Christopher's childhood days. A donkey named Eeyore is his friend, and Kanga and Little Roo. There's Piglet and Tigger, and there's Owl, but most of all, Winnie the Pooh. Winnie the Pooh, Winnie the Pooh. Rumbly little tumbly, all stuffed with fluffies. Winnie the Pooh, Winnie the Pooh. Really little silly old bear.
Incredible.
Thank you. Why do I know all that? I don't know.
I don't know, because I didn't even know it.
I watched a lot of Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh rules.
He still rules.
Yeah, no, I said rules current.
He rules.
Did you see Christopher Robin, the movie?
No, but my uncle at Thanksgiving just told me I have to.
Well, I mean, it's your boy Ewan, your
it's
former
boy.
It's
my boy Ewan. After he cheated on his wife with Mary Elizabeth Winstead, we have some issues to work out.
Sure.
I'm pretty mad at him for that.
Well, why don't you work out those issues in the theater? Work out those issues with some tissues.
Dude, one time, okay, guys, I didn't mean to get onto this on air. This is embarrassing.
No,
but
the topic was how you feel about Ewan.
Okay, so listen up. This is
how it, Ewan feeling.
I have been obsessed with Ewan McGregor for so long that when I was like 15, my dad and I went to London together and saw a production of Guys and Dolls on the West End with Ewan McGregor.
Mm.
And Ewan McGregor made eye contact with me, or what I believe to be me, which now as adult realize he was staring into blinding lights and definitely couldn't see anyone.
Oh, and you squirted your pants.
I squirted my pants. And then when I was like 20, my dad and I, maybe older, we went to Broadway together and saw him again in a different show with Cynthia Nixon. Cynthia Nixon.
Cynthia.
And it was one of those charity shows. In like, I don't know, October, they do like Broadway Gives Back or something.
Yeah.
And he's in the lobby, like talking to anybody. And it was not a very well-received show. There's not a lot of people there. And I stood about 10 feet away from him for maybe 10 minutes trying to get up the nerve to go talk to him.
Oh, wow.
And I, at that point, already been living in L.A. I work with celebrities. I don't get starstruck. And I could not move. My dad was like, honey, now is your chance. And I was like, I can't, Dad. I can't.
It's a different thing when it's a celebrity that means so much to you.
I don't know why he means so much to me. I don't even know his career that well. I just think he's really hot.
Yeah.
It's so stupid.
Look, sometimes seeing a hot person, you're just like,
When I first got verified, the first thing I did was tweet at Ewan McGregor to try to get his attention to me.
What? Just because you're like, he has to see it.
I was like, hey, I just want you to know I'm a big fan. All right, see you later.
Oh, boy.
I've already grown since then, and that was only like 3 years ago. It's just, I feel like now that you've brought him up, I had to share my story.
No, yeah. I'm glad you did.
So anyway, not seeing Christopher Robin was my protest for the Mary Elizabeth Winstead incident. But now,
but
I
now
think
time's
that
passed.
She's dumped him.
Oh, she dumped him?
Because she was too tired of being seen as the other woman.
Well, yeah.
So I'm kind of like, yo, fuck you, dude. She has more credibility than you do.
Also, she left her husband for him, which that sucks for I mean, both of their partners, but I'm like, oh.
It was shitty on all ends.
Yeah. Fargo was that hot of a set, huh?
I also didn't watch Fargo for the same reason. I was too mad about it.
It's pretty good, though.
But maybe I'll watch Christopher Robin.
Carrie Coon's great.
That sounds like a fake name.
It's not.
Gary Cougar did a great
job. I said Carrie Coon.
Carrie Poon did a really good job. All
right, now you're changing them on purpose.
It's your turn for your last theme song, Doggy D. All
right. I know that you don't have any reverence for this theme song, but I have.
I might.
No, I know that you don't.
I might.
It's big for your boyfriend, but not for me.
For my boyfriend. Oh, I know this song.
Of course you know this song. Don't give me a goddamn ad for Alaska Airlines, you son of a bitch. Oh, it's Google Flight. Oh, I do need that. Later.
I only know this because of Anthony's video.
I want to be the very best spinner that no one ever was. To catch them is my real test.
No. You know what's funny? I mean, we've talked about this before. You did not know anything of Anthony's work.
No.
I grew up on the very first Smosh videos.
Oh, my God.
This video, their video, the lip sync to this, for me, was huge. I think it's how I started learning the lyrics of the song.
You and me. I know it's my destiny. Oh, you're my best friend. In a world we must defend. Pokemon, gotta get our hearts so true. Our courage will pull us through. You teach me and I'll teach you. Pokemon, gotta catch 'em all. Gotta catch 'em all.
That promotes animal slavery.
Sure it does, but it's fun. They're cartoons.
I've never seen that show.
I loved the show. I loved the cards. I loved everything about Pokemon. It was made for me. It was like the biggest thing in my daycare.
My dad custom made it for me.
Yep, my dad,
the
Gary Nintendo.
Of Pokemon.
Jeffrey Nintendo, who invented Pokemon.
Gregory Pokemon.
Might as well have been. I was so into Pokemon. I loved that video. And it's funny because I like grew away from Smosh. But when you start dating him, I was like, the Pokemon guy. And I didn't get like starstruck, but I was just like, oh, shit. And like, I think we've talked about this before. Like, me and our friend Julian were both like, oh, fuck, we know your videos. Pokemon guy, the Mortal Kombat guy. And it's just like a very funny thing.
The theme song guy.
Yeah. And then also, I was so obsessed with Pokemon. I know the Poke theme, their Pokemon theme, and then they also had the Poke rap.
What's
which
that?
Is a, oh,
Pika,
is,
Pika, Pika, Pika,
it is
Pika.
A rap that lists all of the Pokemon at the time.
No,
it was,
just sing it. Don't play it. I don't want to hear it.
I really think you do.
Now,
it's
this
actually,
is one for all the fellas. Charmander, Pikachu,
how fucking dare you? It's so much better than that.
We gotta rap some Pokemon.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do. I'll take care of the hard part. It's so good.
This is a twofer. You're doing two for one.
No, this is not a theme song. It played at the end.
Was to reach from my desk.
It's a real, like, downer.
Electro, Diglett, Nidoran, Mankey, Venusaur, Rattata, Fearow, Pidgey, Seaking, Jolteon, Dragonite, Gastly, Orinjaba, Boreon, Poliwrap, Butterfree!
What did you call me?
I'm not going to do the rest, but just rest assured that I can.
No one doubted you.
Miel, some busters were out there doubting me. And
don't be busting!
Don't be busters, all right? Or else I'm going to have to roll up on your squad and lay the gats down.
Yeah, Demi has a lot of gats. He showed me once. He opened up his closet and a bunch of gats fell out.
Correct. And Demi G will not hesitate to regulate.
Baby D will not hesitate to regulate.
I'm tweaking.
That's a really good call because I actually forget that's a TV show. Only thing I remember about Pokemon is Pokemon Snap, the N64 video game.
It's so, like, everything about, like... It sucks that it's so, like, merchandise-y and, like, took over our childhoods, but everything they made was so great.
I wonder if you would say that if you were an adult when it came out.
Probably not.
Yeah.
But I think I'm lucky enough. The thing is, like, there are things that, like, Pokemon happened and Yu-Gi-Oh! Happened, and I had enough clarity as a child to be like, there are some things about Yu-Gi-Oh! They're great. Not everything was great. With Pokemon, I was like, everything they're doing is incredible.
Pokemon! That
Gotta
song
catch
is good.
It's such a great song.
That song is good. That song is responsible for my house.
I know it's my destiny. Wait, what do you mean?
I'm just saying that song is so good that it skyrocketed Anthony to fame, and Anthony bought a house that I get to live in.
Oh, I thought you meant responsible for your house. Like, your dad wrote the Pokemon theme.
My dad
like,
is Gregory Pokemon.
I was like, you have to tell me if Buns
My dad
wrote...
is James Pikachu.
It's weird that he named one of the characters after himself, but was like, the rest I'll leave.
My real name's Charmander.
Charmander Pikachu?
Okay, are you ready for my last pick?
Yes.
It's my favorite modern theme song.
Ugh.
I cannot skip it. It is a point of contention in my household because I will never skip it.
It's not what I think it is, but...
What do you think it is?
I don't know. I thought it was Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Oh, that's weird. Because it is. Oh! This song's so good!
It is so good.
The beat drops! Listen to the drums!
Unbreakable! They live, damn it! It's a miracle! Unbreakable! They live, damn it! Because females are strong as hell! It's a miracle!
That guitar, too!
That's
gonna be a fascinating transition.
Damn it! It's the best theme song ever!
It's so good that, like, I constantly think about, like, what it is and, like, what it's parodying. And I'm like, yeah, that sucked. And it sucked that those guys are doing it. But also, it's such a good theme song.
Yeah, it does suck that they did that. I think it was clever. Maybe not very well advised. However, as a theme song,
from ashes, a phoenix will rise.
I mean,
I don't know what I just did.
That might be a little dramatic.
From the ashes, a phoenix has risen, meow.
I just, you know, if you followed my career at all, you know that's one of my favorite theme songs because I've used it in probably about 40 gags.
It's so good.
It's like my default. I made a Vine. Making the Revenant.
The Revenant.
He loved, damn it.
It's a miracle.
The Revenant. Anyway, you get
that's
it.
That's pretty good.
People seem to like it. And then I also made it, I think I made it the Young Sheldon theme song at some point, too.
Young Sheldon.
He's young, damn it.
It's normal.
He's young because Sheldon is young as hell.
I wish our podcast was just making the Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt theme themes for everything.
Literally, when we came up with the premise for this bonus podcast, I was like, Punchable.
She did. I recall that now.
It's just like that song that's always in my head. Actually, you know what I should have done as my other theme song?
What?
Shouldn't give it away for a future episode.
Fuck it.
But just in terms of songs that constantly, like, maybe this is a me thing, but if I think a certain phrase that it fits to the cadence of this song, yeah. I sing the song. I don't even think about it. I sing this song at least once a day. Out of the box. Do you remember
out
that?
Out of the box. Out of the box.
Yeah.
I have heard you do that.
I do it all the
yeah.
time.
Holy shit.
I do it literally once a day. It's that one and Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt are the two that I'm like, this is permanently stuck in my head. Everything fits to the
two. You know what mine is for that?
What?
And it's weird because I never watched this show.
What?
The Love Boat.
I don't know that. What is that?
The Love Boat. Soon we'll be making another run.
What is that?
It's
that
the Love
show?
Boat. Yeah. It was literally about a cruise ship called the Love Boat.
The premises for shows were so much smaller in the 70s.
You could make a show off of anything.
It's just
Lost
a family.
In Space.
What's that?
It's a show about people who get lost in space.
In a spaceship or like individually?
I don't know, meow.
Just out in the space.
Just out in the space. Yeah. Shows were just who's a famous person and then show.
That is the show.
That is the show. And now show's got to be like, ooh, it's a fucking, I don't know.
Any show. Any show.
Man, I couldn't think of a single show. Oh, he's a chemistry teacher, but he got cancer. Now he's got to make drugs.
Oh, yeah, I love that show.
And he's very young, and they call him Young Sheldon.
That was what Young Sheldon was about, but none of us watched it.
Yeah.
I thought it was Young Pope.
That's a different one.
Another one of my favorite shows.
Young Pubbable.
He's young, damn it.
It's a miracle.
Young Pope.
Because this Pope is young as hell.
I should have put that in my Twitter video where I made a bunch of Pope theme songs.
You should have.
My favorite one that still plays in my head, Young Pope. It's the entire buildup of YMCA.
Young Pope.
I'm really sorry. I'm so delirious
from
podcasting. Nothing makes sense.
There are so
anymore.
Many themes that I'm just like, I wish I got to talk about that.
Save them. Let us know in the comments below if you like this episode, and then we can do a follow-up
episode.
There's
one big one that I'm like, it's insane that
neither
of us.
Do you want to just blow it?
The Simpsons theme.
I don't think it slaps. I like it as a show theme.
No,
it's one of my favorite.
It's fine. I'm going to play the end theme now. I'm just going to end the show.
Yo, we missed the biggest one.
What?
Rugrats, dog.
I literally was like, I'm going to play Rugrats. I wish I had just edited together like a Victrola version of Rugrats. I'm like, yeah, this is the original recording. Just like the.
Dong, 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 dong.
I love at the end when it's like, boo, 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 boo.
Yeah, that's the best.
It genuinely does theme. Or does theme?
It does theme well.
It does slap.
It also is really good from the movie where it's like, ah, 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 you, you, you.
Is that the one where Busta Rhymes does it?
I think it's like Maya and Blackstreet.
It's crazy they got black icons to do the voices and music for the Rugrats movie.
What? Crazy they didn't cool.
It's a little crazy, little sexy, little cool.
Ooh, nice reference.
I'm just like, they didn't have to do that. The Rugrats didn't have to go so hard for us.
No, they did it, but they did. And that is our gift from the 1990s or I'm maybe early 2000s.
I'm just going to say it. The creators of Rugrats are black heroes. Good night, everybody.
From 1909.
Back before they were even allowed to make things.
George Washington Carver was on one when he invented the Rugrats.
Absolutely. Good night, everyone. Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.